Welcome back to the Holistic Mom Weight Loss Podcast. Today, you have the pleasure of joining me, Kristen Noriega, registered dietitian, and
Sydney Mostek, also registered dietitian.
We are moms of a collective bunch of six children, and today we are talking to you about your menstrual cycle and how that affects cravings and the downstream ripple effect that it has on your weight gain, inability to lose weight, your stuck weight, whatever you are feeling, whatever you are calling it. This is going to be super important to figure out so that you can unlock the door that leads to weight loss. Let's do it. Let's kick this off with a holistic mom weight loss truth bomb. Your weight is the last thing you need to worry about. Look, I get it. You want your body and energy back. You're anxious, stressed, sleep deprived, feeling unattractive in stretchy leggings that aren't quite stretchy enough, and it is a struggle to sift through all of the crunchy health advice out there. It feels overwhelming. Deep breath, friend. I'm Kristen Noriega. As a registered dietitian, I've helped hundreds of women support their hormones, lose weight, and keep it off. We're going to get your hormones, gut, and body systems squared away. Once your body is working for you, the last piece of your health puzzle, your weight, is going to fall right where it's supposed to be. All right, friend, reheat your coffee, get ready to take some notes. It is time to thrive. Okay, before we get started, Sydney, what's the favorite part of your job?
Man, I just like helping people get healthier, using their bodies and their food, and instead of, you know, just piling on a bunch of meds.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I like putting on my investigator hat and like digging through the labs and digging through what's going on and sorting through like what the person is actually saying, the woman I'm working with, and piecing it all together. And that's my favorite part. And of course, the outcomes are cool too.
And like the relationships that you get to make along the way.
Yeah. We work with some cool people. Okay. Well, today we are diving into your monthly cycle and how this is affecting appetite. And we're getting pretty sciencey here. And it's super interesting. Then we're going to talk about how this is contributing to your weight gain. Before we even get to the content on our show notes, scroll back to it, open up your phone, and you're going to see that we have a brand new resource. This is for you if you are tired of your cycle cravings knocking you off your feet every single month. So if you are ready to eliminate cravings from your life, period, the cycle synced meal plan for weight loss is for you. You're going to know exactly what to eat in each phase of your cycle so you can overcome cravings that have your weight stuck. So we're talking about why you have this problem with cravings and your weight, and that meal plan for you is going to help you fix the problem. Okay. So we're spelling it all out so it's super clear. And the solution is going to be inside that new, brand new free thing. It's got two meal plans for each phase of your cycle, health class so you can rediscover your cycle and understand it. And you'll cure the cravings, get a nutrient breakdown, look at seed cycling, and ultimately figure out how to lose the weight the right way. Whew. Lots of info there. Take it away, Sydney.
All right. Let's start by talking about how the heck your cycle affects your appetite in the first place, which I think most of us can anecdotally say our cravings hit shortly before our periods. And then once it starts, everything kind of slows down a little bit. When you are in your follicular phase, that is the part of your cycle before you ovulate. It starts the first day of your period. Your body actually favors glucose oxidation as an energy source. So you may have generally reduced hunger, but a more of a preference for carbohydrates than normal. And then once you hit your luteal phase or after you ovulate, your body favors fat oxidation. So that's when you're going to have those cravings for meat and nuts and things that are going to be a little bit more energy dense.
In layman's terms, follicular phase is part one. Luteal phase is part two of your cycle, like almost 50-50 if it was a textbook cycle, sort of, more or less. And if you want to see a chart of this and you want all of this information spelled out for you, like in a thing you can print out and hold, that's in the brand new plan. So exactly what Sydney just laid out for you, it's in the new cycle meal plan. Recap, Sydney, what is our body using more in each of those phases?
We're going more for glucose or sugar or carbohydrates in the front half. In the back half, it's more fat. And I saw one study, too, that showed that women eat more protein and more animal protein in the back half, too. So I know we're always saying, like, you need to eat protein to lose weight. And here I'm telling you that there's one part where there's carb preference and one part where there's fat preference. And then you just kind of need to fill in the gaps with protein all the way across.
Yeah, that is so interesting how our body, the hormones that are in there, they have this, it's like this complicated, it goes down and down and down and affects one thing and affects the next. It's this cascade and affects things and affects things. And so we have a preference for this type of nutrient. And it's just crazy if you are charting your cycles, if you start to also document your cravings, you might see this pattern unfold.
Yeah. Also in that free download with the meal plan is a really nice graph of how your hormones go throughout your cycle. So you can actually see it happen. So me telling you doesn't mean that much if you can't see it sometimes. But in your follicular phase, your estrogen levels rise, your progesterone is low. And then after you ovulate, your progesterone increases, your estrogen drops a little and then increases a little bit. So there's like kind of a little double hump of estrogen with the second one being lower. But with higher estrogen, you have reduced cravings in general. So that's why we see in that first half of your cycle, you're maybe not like, I need to eat all the food, but progesterone increases your appetite. So when that comes up, you're like, well, I have to eat all the food now. And you stand in front of your pantry just looking for anything that you can eat.
But we have some hacks and tips to help you overcome that. So go get that freebie. All right, next thing. So we understand there's a difference in what our body needs and can use. What's the next thing?
Well, what about how do these hormones affect our actual weight loss and our actual weight storage?
That is pretty interesting because as you're looking at the rise and fall of estrogen and progesterone, and we think about how normal that is, but also how it's very tumultuous on our body. If we are living in a state of abnormal hormones, everything's already out of whack. If you think you have a problem, you want to definitely get in with us and we'll figure that out. All right. So your estrogen, when it is lower, it's been associated with adiposity, or that's fat, essentially. And your estrogen also affects your serotonin. And so that's your part of the system that's working on mood and emotions. And so when your estrogen drops, you're more likely, fact check me here, Sydney, do you agree with this? You're more likely to go into storage mode. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see it in like after menopause, right? Women have lower estrogen levels and they start to gain weight, and especially in different places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then it's also affecting the system in your body for mood and emotion. And so if your estrogen drops, your serotonin drops, now you're more likely to experience big emotions, big feelings, stress, anxiety. You're not going to be your best right here during this phase when the estrogen is dropping in the second half of your cycle. And so that could look like crying, mood swings, irritability, and food craving.
Especially if you're an emotional eater, going to be having all these emotions, and you're going to be running for probably something sweet or salty to help you feel better.
Right.
Progesterone also has kind of an anti-estrogen effect. So just because you have that second level estrogen peak in your luteal phase, your progesterone is high enough that it's not quite doing the job that it can do in the early part of your cycle, where it's just your estrogen that's high. So it's still there. It's still doing its estrogen thing of, you know, it's trying to subdue your appetite a little bit. But once everything starts going down in that back half of your luteal phase, it's game on, sister.
It's game on. So when your estrogen is low, game on. It's going to happen in your cycle because biologically, physiologically, this happens whether or not you have normal or abnormal cycles. You will have this decreased appetite regulation, increased cravings. It's affecting your weight because of the estrogen, because of the emotions, because of the cravings. Also, I would venture to say that if you're going through this time period where you are feeling more irritable and more, your emotions are more dysregulated, you're also now feeling more stressed and your kids are, you can't handle anything. And so your cortisol is increasing, thus further problems.
Yeah. And you're also less energetic. So you're certainly not going to go for like a hard workout, right?
No. That would sound terrible.
I'll be on the couch.
That sounds like the piano that's in the background in the other room. Sorry if you guys can hear that. Okay,
it's not a recorder.
Yes. If you guys saw my stories the other day, my kids had out the recorders. I mean, we have three of them recorders and four kids, and they're fighting over the recorders and fighting with the recorders. And I'm not just talking blowing the recorders, blows with the recorder.
Yeah. Nice little weapons, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So if we were going to talk to you guys about what to do, that would be super interesting, right? Like, you want to know, how do you alleviate these cravings? What can you possibly do to support this? Like, if we can't help you through this, why would we talk about this? And all of that information is laid out for you in the brand new resource, which is called Cycle Synced Meal Plan, How to Eliminate Cravings from Your Life, period. And yes, I ran that tagline by Sydney to make sure I wasn't being too cheesy here. Hope you guys get the pun with that one, period.
They're going to love it. They're going to love it.
It's quirky.
Fun. Making your period fun again.
No. Period. That's it. Yeah, but it's an awesome resource, guys. We've poured time and research. I mean, you get 30 recipes. You're going to get 15 for phase one, 15 for phase two. You understand why, how, when, and you have more craving strategies in there so that you know what to do when they are hitting you. Like when you, like Sydney said, you're standing in front of the pantry and it's game on, there's strategies in there so you know what to do next.
And I have looked at the recipes. They're not just all like, here, have some vegetables instead of that chocolate you really want. Like, they're going to help you meet your cravings as well as like preventing the out of control ones.
Yeah, right. Like if we were just say, go eat carrots, you guys would hate us and we're not doing that. So
we won't do that.
So go grab this freebie. Click the link below. Thank you for being here. And next week, we're going to be talking about something related. Awesome. Fantastic. Gonna help you lose more weight. Show up for us next week.
Bye.
Hey, friend. Hold up real fast. Would you mind leaving a review? Open your phone and hit 5 stars and then the little pencil button and leave a review. You can be anonymous. You can create any sort of name you want. And this is going to help the show get to more women. This is going to help spread the messages that God has placed on my heart and has somehow ended up in your hands. We're here for a reason. Please leave a review and Let's get this show into the hands and hearts of more women who need this in their lives. Your review is so appreciated. I can't tell you how much it means to me and how much it means to my family. I'm taking time out of my day, my life, to deliver this content to you, and I love it so much. To hear back from you means the world to me. Please leave a review, hit those 5 stars, and I'll catch you on the next episode.